crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back.
Okay, we're back with Tim Wingate, Fred Smart, Seize Liberty, and we have on the line Keith Champain, a wonderful example of an individual who has stepped up to seize liberty in defense and in service of two great American patriots, Ed and Elaine Brown. They were apprehended last October 3rd, 4th. When you get behind bars, everything closes down. But Keith has risen to the occasion, and along with many other people, he is in receipt of some really good communication, some information, some updates. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had you on, Keith. Some exciting news, but why don't you go ahead. Welcome to the call, Keith.
Well, I appreciate you guys providing us all with this opportunity to get the information out to the people who are interested in what's happening. I would like to say, I believe I heard somebody on your show a little while ago say that Sherry Jackson got 4 years.
Correct.
I didn't hear that yet. None of us had. So, you know, our hearts go out to her.
Yeah, that was on Elaine's birthday. Aaron Russo's birthday and Elaine's birthday were on this past Thursday, Valentine's Day, Keith, and that's when they decided to pass down the sentence.
Yeah, and unfortunately she's going to start, I'm sure, dealing with the same kind of stuff that we're dealing with here, so mm-hmm. I'm sure she's going to need as much help as possible also. That aside, there's a lot going on with this case. I don't know if I told you guys last time that Reno's father, who was taking dollars, was arrested several weeks ago on some state charges of assaulting a witness that had to do with the Browns case down in Texas. We believe the charges are made up. he was held on a $100,000 bond until his family could come up with the money, which is quite a financial strain on them. We don't know what the deal is with that yet. From what we hear and the reports that are coming out, they also tried to arrest Reno's brother, who I believe is a police officer in Texas. And when they tried to do that, I believe his commanding officer told them that it's not possible for him to have been where they say he was at that time because he was working a 12-hour shift at the time with him. So there's quite a bit of discrepancy going on with that case as to what seems like the charges are almost made up.
Yeah, so basically,
Keith, a whole SWAT team showed up, marshals showed up to arrest Reno's brother.
They arrested his father. They arrested him, I believe, outside of his daughter's house, in front of his daughter and her children. I do not know all the details on this yet. I've just recently been in contact with Jose. I'm sure if you put the word out there, Jose will gladly call in himself and explain the details of the case himself. But I do know that there's something that it has relation to the case of Reno and the other three that's going on right now. So, unfortunately, I don't have any more than that on that right now. I'll gladly update you guys on that more when I get more information. I just wanted to put that out there that there's still activity going on. We don't think it's possible that what they said happened. So,
okay. Hey, Keith, hang on. We've got a break coming up here. So, folks, we got more info on Ed Elaine Brown and the ongoing psychological warfare that the fascist Fed government is using against its own people. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Are Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream.
Okay, we're back with Keith Champagne, Tim Wingate, Sees Liberty, rolling through our second hour. Keith, moving on from Serino and his father, let's get into some of the details about Ed and Elaine and the Freedom Four. Some very exciting developments.
All right. Danny decided to strike back a little bit, I guess you could say. He filed criminal charges.
Okay, we're talking about Danny Riley, right?
Yeah, Danny Riley. He filed criminal charges against Tom Colantuono, Robert Kinsella, Arnold Huffnelin, and Stephen Monnier. They are the marshal and the assistant U.S. attorneys prosecuting his case. He lays the background out as they kidnapped him from his home in New York. They brought him to New Hampshire alleging Title 18 violations. They've made unlawful demands against him in violation of alleging violation of Title 18 crimes inside the territorial United States. They threatened him with imprisonment, et cetera, et cetera. His complaint is that the four of them conspired together to deprive Danny of his free exercise and enjoyment of his constitutional Fifth Amendment rights to be constitutional Fifth Amendment right to be prosecuted, arrested, and tried by a court with jurisdiction his First Amendment right to peacefully assemble, his Second Amendment right to bear arms, and his right to revolution, which is guaranteed by the New Hampshire Constitution, Article 10. He alleges that the four of them are depriving him, under the color of law, of his constitutional and common law right to be criminally arrested and tried by an authority that has jurisdiction. He claims that he has undisputable proof that they lack territorial jurisdiction of the United States within the state of New Hampshire. His proof consists of affidavits from the New Hampshire Secretary of State and from his deputy that the United States is in non-compliance with RSA 123 Chapter 1, which in turn makes them in non-compliance with U.S. Constitution Article 1, Sections 8. Therefore, no territorial jurisdiction to enforce the Title 18 offenses within the country of New Hampshire exists. And he goes on and on. So Danny decided to no longer sit and wait for his case to just roll on over him. Basically, I guess you could say he decided to go proactive and at least get it on the record that they're acting criminally themselves as opposed to what they're accusing him of doing. He also has a series of filings that came out in his criminal trial of himself asking for a dismissal of all of his charges based on conflict of interest. The conflict of interest is on his first lawyer, Mark Howard. This is a kind of awkward. I guess this kind of really shows, you know, everybody believes the system is fair. You know, how bad can the system really be stacked against you? Well, this kind of shows how bad the system can be stacked against you, I guess.
Yeah, Keith, when you shared this with me, I was just totally blown away. Danny was assigned a court-appointed attorney. This is Mark Howard's his name again?
Yes, that's his name.
Mark Howard, everyone. And Danny, through discovery, later finds out that Mark Howard is or was the boss of the prosecutors who prosecuted Elaine Brown.
That's right. I'm going to read right here, right from his filing in his own words.
Keith, can you speak up a little bit, too?
Sure, I'm sorry. It says, this counsel, Mark Howard, that the defendant was compelled to accept, had numerous conflicts of interest that were never brought to the attention of the defendant. These include, but not limited to, Howard worked less than a year ago in the very U.S. Attorney's Office that was now prosecuting the defendant. Howard is friends with the assistant U.S. attorneys, Huffman and Kinsella, who were prosecuting the defendant's case. Howard worked in a supervisory role to Huffman and Kinsella. Howard worked in the very U.S. attorney's office that had investigated and prosecuted the defendant's unindicted co-conspirators. That would be the Browns. Howard knew U.S. Marshals who were involved in the defendant's case, along with possibly ATF, FBI, and other federal agencies. Howard's brother, Jeff, is a judge on the court that could possibly be hearing an appeal of the defendant's case. All of these conflicts raise the appearance of impropriety, and yet Mark Howard did not divulge any of this information to the defendant so he could make an informed decision regarding Howard's representation. Mark Howard testified he did not personally work on the defendant's unindicted co-conspirator's case, but that he did know about it. And then he goes on to cite New Hampshire Rules of Professional Conduct. But none of this was disclosed to Danny. Now, everybody will remember, when Danny was first arrested, he wanted to represent himself. He did not want a lawyer. At first, I believe he tried to get a personal friend to represent him, and when that fell through, he wanted to represent himself. I believe what's called sui jure, forgive me if I'm pronouncing that word wrong, but the courts were forcing him to take a defense lawyer. They tried everything possible. He refused to accept Mark Howard's mail in jail. He said, I don't want it. And I believe Mark Howard's response to him when he said, you're not my lawyer, was, yes, I am, because the court hasn't heard my motion yet, which means that it doesn't matter if you don't want me as a lawyer. The court's not allowing you to drop me as a lawyer. So eventually they did allow him to drop him as a lawyer, but Danny's claiming is that the damage is already done, that Mark Howard lied to him. He made him promises that he would be released, that he wouldn't be prosecuted. And they lied. All statements are being used against him and the others that were not supposed to be. And it's just it's amazing that it seems like this guy could have been placed there. You know, he was in direct involvement with the Browns case, or his office was anyway, less than a year ago. and somehow he ends up as Danny Riley's defense lawyer. It's just it's amazing.
Unbelievable. It's incestuous is what it is.
Yeah. I know last time I was on with you guys, we talked about Elaine's prison and how there was quite a bit of profit being made off of the labor of the
prisoners. Sure, slave labor.
Absolutely, and how all of the female prisoners there have to have jobs, and how Elaine had only gotten around that requirement because she had a broken wrist, which she's still healing from to this day. I received a letter from Ed Brown today, dated February 12th. It's only 4 days ago. This is very, very quick for a letter from Ed to get out. In it, he says that to show how much they deny of their wife, they even deny his GED diploma and said that it is not valid and that he has to take it again, even though he went to college. Okay? Now, further in his letter, he explains why that's a big deal. He says, I'll read this right from his own writing here. I'm due to take the test soon. I will be a high school graduate again at 65 years old. The Bureau of Prisons does give us $25 when we pass the test. That great. They get $3,800 for me passing the test from what I've heard. So they get paid for every person that they force to go through the GED process, even though Ed Brown already had a GED and had graduated from college. They're still forcing him to go through his GED anyway. It's amazing.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Of course, he probably didn't have a chance. Any idea why they would deny the GED?
He doesn't tell me that here.
Yeah, all right.
I'm assuming maybe they claim it's too old, or I really don't know.
Oh, it's too old. Oh, so a general equivalency diploma somehow loses its strength with time? Well, why not anybody's high school diploma, for crying out loud, then?
He writes this to me as an example of how much they deny everything about his life, how everything about him is just, you know, he says the prison system is very good business for them. They all come in dressed in as if they're going out to dinner every day. It must be nice. They all look like people that Elaine and I used to entertain or go to dinner with. It all seems so strange, you know.
Yeah.
Ed's definitely sad. He tells me that he's sad. He tells me that he's helping out a lot of the prisoners inside with holistic medicine. He has some knowledge of that, and he said that the medical care there is horrendous. He said that it's just non-existent. They have a physician's assistant, and that anything that a physician's assistant can't treat, they just call an ambulance for. And he said that most of the guys there are breaking down. What's in the food? And he said that even long-term convicts there have commented to him that he seems to be getting harsh treatment, even compared to what they've seen over their years in the system. So, you know, that's Ed. Unfortunately, Ed and Elaine battled the devil.
Yep.
You know, and they're paying that price right now, sadly. Unfortunately. There's also...
Wow.
I don't know
okay.
how much more time we have here before your next break. There's also...
We're coming up to it pretty soon, Keith. You got some more stuff to tell us, too?
Yeah, I got some more stuff.
Great.
Reno had sent out some logbook entries from the U.S. Marshals that seemed to confirm basically everybody's story. I believe one of the guys had even said that one of the marshals had made a comment. I think Andre LaPierre is his name, had made a comment saying that it's amazing how Danny Riley's story never changed, not even one bit. And more than likely, that's because it's the truth, and that's why his story never changed. So people remember that Ed Brown had made comments about unmanned airplanes flying over his house and stuff like that, you know, that, you know, spotlights on an unmanned airplane that were flying over the house at night and stuff like that. So the logbook that Reno sent out from the day of Danny Riley's arrest and tasering that he was walking the dog, there's quite a bit that's in this logbook that basically confirms most everything about their stories, and this is reading a little bit from Bill Riley, Danny Riley's brother.
Okay. Hang on a second, Keith. We got the break coming up here. I know that's on showedthelaw.com. I think I saw that there. We'll find out exactly where you can go to read the entries. Well, hang on, Keith. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. A little bit more on Ed and Elaine Brown. We'll be back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, welcome back, America. Tim Wingate here on Seas Liberty with Fred Smart and Keith Champagne, who is updating us. And yes, on questforfairtrial.blogspot. Oh, I'm sorry, I shortened it. It's Quest for Fair Trial in Concord, NH.blogspot.com. The handwritten notes are right there. You can take a look at them. Just scroll on down. You'll be able to see them right there. And we also want to remind you that not only there, but also on freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com and on republicbroadcasting.org, you can find the information on how to donate to Ed and Elaine. So go ahead, Keith.
Oh, I appreciate that comment on the donating to Ed and Elaine, because they have written out to me fairly recently and said that their accounts are getting low. We understand that everybody's having hard times. I did make the comment before that there's $50 per month coming out of each of their accounts every month. But I personally am myself donating $10 to $20 per month per week to each of them. So I myself pretty much cover that $50 per month that comes out. So everybody else that donates to them can be confident that the money that they're donating is going directly to Ed and Elaine to be used for everything from registered mail receipt to regular stamps to phone calls, just, you know, food, you know, every supply they need. Like I said, it costs them $2 to see a doctor inside, and they don't get to see a doctor without the $2. So You know, anything anybody can donate would be greatly appreciated.
So this is ridiculous. We take away people's life, liberty, or their lives, their liberty, or their property, and then we're charging them to house. This is ludicrous.
Well, they're not being charged to be housed. It's each of them was assigned a $1,700 assessment in court. I don't know if it's court costs or penalties.
Well, they have to work, though, right? Does Ed have to work too?
I don't know if Ed's working because I think his security level might be a bit higher. That's a good question. I'm going to ask him that if there's any. Plus, they've moved him around so much that
right.
I don't think he's had any time to get a job anyway. You know.
And even then, you know, he's a high school dropout. His GED doesn't count.
Getting back to the logbook entries here, I'd like to read off of Danny Riley's brother's comments because he probably sums it up the best. Like you guys say, you can go to the Quest Blogspot pages and read these. I think, Fred, I think I need you to help me resize the photo at the website. But Bill Riley notes that at 8:06, and you guys can read this all yourself by going to these websites and visually seeing the handwritten logbooks yourself. They indicate that there's a camera at the end of the driveway that was recording the day that Danny claims that he was shot at. Now, that camera, I believe, was in place from sometime in May until the end of all the events. Danny did request this footage, and the government's response to that is that the defendant seeks video from a camera which had been located near the intersection of the Brown driveway and center of town road. To the limited extent that such video exists, it has already been recently disclosed. The government is in the process of retrieving the hard drive from the camera so that it can be examined to determine if there is any additional video therein. If so, it will be disclosed also. But they go on to state that the video camera was mostly used as a transmitter and not a recording device, that mostly they used it to just view live images as opposed to recording, but yet the camera had a hard drive on it. So what kind of camera doesn't record to the hard drive all the time? So that's interesting right there. Bill Riley also notes that at 10:24 and 11:09, they indicate that a CBP aircraft, which he surmises is probably Customs and Border Protection aircraft, was on the station. It would corroborate Ed's statements made on the Internet radio stations following the incident of sighting a silent unmanned aerial vehicle flying over the property. The 11:09 entry indicates that the video downlink from the aircraft was not functioning to the CP, which he surmises is command post. The video downlink bolsters the indication that it was an unmanned aerial vehicle that was in use that day, which would, again, confirm it pretty much everything that Ed said.
Yep.
The entries at 9:23, 9:28, 9:52, 10:31, and 12:39 indicate that they had at least four Sierra units, which he surmises are probably sniper units observing the property, that would bolster Danny's guys in ghillie suits testimony in his affidavit about the events that happened on 6/7/2007.
Right.
A specific entry on 9:52, where they say that they did not engage Ed when he had his sidearm drawn. So Ed came very, very close to being murdered that day.
Shot, yeah. Wow. Keep going, Keith.
Well, that's pretty much, I'd rather people go and read these things themselves and come up with their own opinions of what happened. I mean, you know, there's an entry here where Verizon, the phone company simply terminated the phone service to the Browns at the request of the marshals without even having a warrant. You can see that there was Air National Guard helicopters involved in this. The amount of agencies that were involved is amazing, and I believe one of our supporters right now is trying to find out if there were any written agreements between any of these different agencies, whether or not they used the emergency aid agreements, or whether or not there was actual leases or rental agreements between the towns. We're looking into the legality of all of that. So there's a lot of different aspects of everything going on. You know, and he keeps fighting, and he keeps trying to get everything on the record so that when they deny it, which it seems to be the MO lately, is just deny.
Right.
Then hopefully he stands a chance on appeal.
Well, thank you, Keith. Appreciate that very much, all the updates and everything. Thank you so much. You have a great day, and keep us apprised of all this, okay?
I will, definitely. Thank you,
all right.
Keith.
Thanks, Keith. We will be back, folks, in 3 minutes. And Fred and I are going to talk a little bit about the NIU shootings and some other stuff. So stick with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes here on Seize Liberty.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, welcome back, America. Tim Wingate, Fred Smart here, talking about all the wonderful things going on. Hey, Fred.
Hey, Tim.
This NIU shooting at Northwestern. Pretty sad, huh?
Northern Illinois.
Or that's it, Northern.
Yeah.
All right, Northern Illinois. My fault. My bad.
Yeah,
DeKalb.
DeKalb, Illinois.
I talked with my daughter last night. She said that one of the young men that was killed, one of the students that was killed, she went to York High School with. He was a couple years younger than her, a couple grades back, but she knew who he was.
Wow.
And I think they had taken some CAD classes together or something like that. And she was a little upset. You know, most of these colleges and these universities, they don't, you know, what are we going to do? Turn them into armed camps, and college students now got to go through all the metal detectors and stuff? You know, this is the thing that is just totally gets me, especially about Illinois. is that you go to these classes, you're like playing the odds. You know, you don't know what's going to happen in these schools. And granted, the campus police guys got there within 2 minutes after the shooting, after they first got called. I mean, it wasn't like they took forever to get there. They were Johnny on the spot, so to speak. But in a situation like this, I had this thought, that if I was sitting there in class, even a halfway decent shooter, somebody even with a little old Ruger Security 6 revolver, anybody had a decent amount of time on the range, could have taken this guy out and stopped all the killing. But, oh, excuse me, I forgot. This is Illinois. You know, there's virtually no approved ways for a citizen to legally carry a gun in Illinois. I remember when we had American Rights Movement going on in Elmhurst, that we had one of our guys who was just out on the prairie path, one of our members of our group who was on prairie path, and he had his gun in a separate unit. It wasn't loaded. The ammunition was in a separate case. I mean, he was following what the law says, and he still got harassed by DuPage County Sheriff's deputies. Had to get a lawyer, go to court. And Illinois has these contradictory laws. Besides, they even have this FOID, one of the states that demands that you register yourself as potentially owning a firearm, a firearm owner's ID card in the state of Illinois. If you have a gun and you don't have an FOID, you're technically, you're in violation of state law. And I supposedly, a while back when this was first proposed, this went to the, I don't know if it went to the U.S. Supreme Court or if it went to the state Supreme Court, and whoever tried to argue against the constitutionality of that, they didn't prevail in court. But what's a kid supposed to do? In these situations, you look at it, Virginia Tech as well. And then we had, what else do we, Fred, wasn't there just something like down there, what was it, in LaGrange?
Yeah, 79th and 191st Street here in Chicago at a shopping mall by next to I-80. A gentleman got enraged and shot five women in the back of the head. It's bizarre. But, Tim, all of these cases, obviously very, very deeply deranged mental situations. The psyche of these individuals have been tossed, turned upside down, whatever. But, it takes a lot of work to derange a mind, a lot of programming, a lot of influential exposure to whatever inputs. We all know, whether it be really psychedelic, deeply dark, influence of music or poetry or whatever, there are people out there who have been targeted. They have been traced.
They've been recruited, some of them.
Or traced and tracked throughout their adolescent lives. I know a few people who have admitted to me that they have been under psychiatric examination for most of their entire adolescent and adult lives.
And we know that some of these medications, especially Ritalin and some of these others, produce these violent side effects.
Uh-huh. And, whether it's a ticking of the side of the head or an eye that droops down or just what's the switch? What's the filter? What's the catalyst that's going to, set these people off at any given time?
We don't know, and the police, everyone involved says this guy seemed to be a perfectly normal, unstressed individual.
Yeah.
And, what is that? And, I'm not going to speculate as to his situation. This is a tragedy not only for his family.
Sure.
I know his father, I saw the little film, his father is just totally devastated that his son, thinking is perfectly normal, kid, his son would do something as horrendous as this. This is terrible for his family, but of course for the families. And you know, you and I both have children, and I've got you know, daughter in college as well. And you look at this and you go, my God, what can I do? And so I'm not going to speculate on that, but I do want to question. You know, we've had for years people coming forward and talking about this MK Ultra program. We know that the CIA has, and other, you know, blacklisted, invisible alphabet agencies recruit not only high school but college age individuals to participate in these various clandestine types of organizations. In fact, Fred, did you know that there's even an NBC program about something like that? It's called Chuck. And this is an individual who accidentally got some kind of a computer program piped into his brain. I understand science fiction, all right?
Yeah.
But the premise there is that he thought a friend of his was a friend, and the guy was actually a CIA recruit. They're on campus, finishing his education, but spying on everybody. And, of course, we've seen the success of the Bourne Identity movies with Matt Damon. And you got the Bourne Identity, Bourne Supremacy, and the Bourne Ultimatum. And what was he? He was some form of an MK Ultra type of thing. So art is imitating life, and we've had real people come forward and admit and talk about how that they went through these programs, and the CIA recently even released 18,000 pages that were declassified that they have been involved in extensive mind control programs since the 1950s.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, here this shooting, the NIU took place at 3:05 in the afternoon, exactly 305 days from the Virginia Tech shooting, so... You know, it's kind of strange.
At 3:05 in the afternoon, 305 days after the Virginia Tech.
305th day from the Virginia Tech shooting, and the shooting started, according to the documents on the net, at 3:05.
You think somebody's trying to say something with that?
I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, it just goes round and round and round like that, Tim. You know, you have to kind of, you know, search the redemptive side, even when you look at the events of all of these acts of terrorism, you kind of only can come away with the feeling that there are people in power and places behind the scenes pulling strings in some way, shape, or form, because it is, you know, instilling fear and terror in the minds, and it's like installing a program.
Well, yeah, and we're getting a lot of the fear stuff, especially with Bush and his, you know, wanting to stop the telecoms from being able to be sued by people for rights violations, and he keeps threatening, you know, all the terrorists. This, you know, I said it before, the biggest terrorist organization in this world is the United States government.
I think, you know, it, kind of switching gears here, we were talking about this march on Washington with Albert and, you know, moving this higher.
You don't want to go anywhere to...
Well, I really think...
Hey, Fred, hang on. Let me just throw this in and we'll just button up the NIU thing.
Sure.
My thought is this. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, it comes right down to the fact that it's not an issue of concealed carry. If you had open carry, and people just exercised their rights to open carry a sidearm, you wouldn't have these problems. There's a couple mini-mart gas station-type things in Minnesota that recently, Minnesota, I think, it put in a concealed carry law. I don't know what they are on open carry. And businesses have put up signs saying firearm-free zone or no firearms allowed. So what happens? A guy comes in with a knife and robs the place.
Wow.
And they're all, maybe we should reconsider. Yeah, the bottom line is this, at Virginia Tech, as well as at NIU, if students who had sidearms, were sitting there in class, and this idiot decided to go out and commit this crime. It would have been, he would have been taken care of before, you know, before the carnage that occurred had occurred.
Well, Tim, also at Virginia Tech, in the wake of that shooting, we found evidence and knowledge, confirmation that in the hills, buried in the hills around the campus, around that town, were some of the most dated, dark, deep MLK Ultra testing centers inside the mountains around Virginia Tech. You could type it up on the web and you can confirm that.
We got to be honest. We're speculating about this, but we're connecting some dots that don't seem to be, you know, talked about and dealt with. And of course, you know, the old order media doesn't even come anywhere near to touching any of this and examining it. So, all right, that's all said, done with. You heard my spiel. Positive thing, and that is making a statement and having a march to Washington, and being freedom-loving people, we need to do something and show the powers that be that they're not going to be able to get away with this. We need to show them that there's a lot of us here. We want peaceful resolution. We want peaceful. We want our country back, and we got to show them that there's probably more of us than there are of them before they're going to listen. You have to push back at the bully, otherwise the bully keeps just beating up on you.
Tim, however it happens, I do know that whatever happens at D.C., the inclusion and involvement of music, of song, of poetry, of laughter, of dance, of all of the positive redemptive energies, transformative energies that can be gathered together and coalesced and focused on that one day, at that one time, none of us, I think, we're well past the waving torches in a dark cave modality. Everybody wants to wave torches in a dark cave and get people in fear, cowering beneath whatever, you know, specter of whatever possible next terrorist act or murderous act could happen. You know, I think we need to get out of the cave into the light. Celebrate the life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, protection of the sovereignty, the sovereign voice of the individual, and what America really truly stands for, as you say, the fellowship of freedom, seizing that, sharing that, and celebrating that.
Because, you know, Fred, if we don't, and you could turn it around and say, oh, I'm using fear, but I'm not. The fact is, there is more evidence that if people don't stand up and take care of the situation as it is appearing, we will go into, it's historical, we will go into some form of a police state. We're already seeing that. Everything is ready right now. And the only thing that's going to stop it is for people to stand up and say, no, we are not going to go around this corner. And I think this could be a positive tipping point.
It's like the coil. With a funnel going down and a funnel going up, we are right at the precipice. We are right at that threshold. You know, it could easily be swallowed up and we could all go down, but at the same time, just as easy as that could happen on the downside, you know, miraculous, fun, positive, easy things could happen to the upside, toward the light. And I think that's what everybody has to, the vision of that happening, the belief, the hope, and the faith and trust that that's what our Creator designed us for, designed the universe for, is got to resonate and infiltrate and fill our souls deep in our hearts, because that's the only thing that's going to turn it around, I think.
You got to have a love of freedom beating inside of you and willing to stand up and take the risk and stand up, because if we don't, there is what kind of world do you want to leave to your kids, for crying out loud?
Well, look at Nelson Mandela in prison for however many, God knows how many years.
Right.
But his heart, his soul, you know, beat, and is very, very quiet and prayerful and positive.
Yeah.
So makes a big difference.
Yeah. There are living martyrs amongst us that have paid a price and We need to learn from their examples. Those of us who are still free, still out there, we need to do something. One of the things I'd like to suggest for you folks to do is go to freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. And if you look down, and I think I even put that up on Quest for Fair Trial and ConcordNH.blogspot.com, Fred, the 10 ways you can fight fascism around the world. This is from a gentleman who wrote this. It's an excellent, excellent piece, even though it was in written in, I think it was in 2007. It is still applicable for us today. And there are three main things that we need to remember to do. One, destabilize the existing structure. Two, minimize destructive backlash. And three, establish robust communication. And that's what we're doing, Fred. Trying to establish robust communication between dissident voices. Those of us who say, hey, we don't like the way things are going. Let's start talking and communicating together. Let's work together. That's why I see this march as doing as being one possibility of just bringing together every freedom-loving individual and saying, hey, no police state here, thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Tim, I'm going to get on my cell phone, and I'll be on the back side of these.
Okay.
And we'll close out the show.
Okay, great, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes for our last segment. Stick with us here on RBN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Okay, welcome back, America, to our final segment today on Seize Liberty. All right, Fred. Well, keep us. Are you back with us, Fred?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Great. Great. Because I know you're switching to your cell phone out there, getting ready to go do some Saturday errands, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Me too. Wife and I are going to go do a few things. Head to the library. Do a few other stuff. You know, good old things like that. I want just to remind everybody, please go to our blog spots. Fred and I post on each other's both back and forth. We don't have the same things on both. On freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, I'm trying to deal with current events and issues, and specifically things that people can do to fight against the system. And as I mentioned, if you go to that, there are 10 ways you can fight fascism around the world, and I suggest you just read all 10. It's very easy to read. It's an excellent, excellent read. And also, on the links, at the very top of the links, there's leaderless resistance. I keep threatening to, promising one of these days we'll get into this because it's very significant. But folks, bottom line is, there's the guy, the writer who put together the 10 things on fascism, he said something that I thought was really, really good. He says, there are common threads in all systems of social control. They do not have a sense of humor, they are bitterly opposed to art, and they are unable to handle bizarre and confusing situations. These systems are built upon enforcing conformity, turning nature into consumer goods, and controlling information. These systems require enemies, and they create criminals. Which this means, basically, that bottom line is that we are all exponentially more powerful than we think we are. Because if we just do the opposite of what the system wants, and that's the basic things. What we have to do is question and challenge the existing structure, and that's what Albert Howard's doing with this vote count thing. That's what Bev is doing with black box voting. We're challenging the existing status quo because the existing status quo becomes inherently incestuous and corrupt.
Yeah, and at some point, Jim, like we're currently witnessing, the contrast of the inner versus the outer, the old system is known for emphasizing the outer, the natural, the material. But when along comes a guy like Ron Paul and a whole group of people who have been impassionately turned on to the truth, the inner spiritual sun, light,
right.
You know, starts turning on. You have a whole new world can be created. People are feeling this inner passion, this inner sun, this inner spirit is manifesting. And everybody else from the old model is basically the caricature of that inner, posturing as if they have the inner. Barack Obama and all of the standard candidates, they can have great oratory skills, but what are they really standing on? What factual, material, political, spiritual things are they really intact in touch with?
Yeah.
So
they're not. They're in touch with maintaining the status quo social order. And it's time for a change, folks. This is our chance. This is our time. This is our generation. This is our message. We must have change toward liberty and freedom. Otherwise, it could be lost for a few generations. It's kind of funny, Fred. Around the world, there are freedom movements springing up. The message and the time is now. And we can
do
it.
The genie is out of the bottle.
That's right. It's time to seize liberty. So, folks, have a great week. We'll be back. Same bat time, same bat channel here, Republic Broadcasting Network.
God bless you.
Mark Tim Wingate saying, Carpe Libertas.
Gold has